Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We're out in the backyard at Winter Park in one of the first nice days in Minnesota, so we thought we'd come outside, and Greg Jennings joins us. What's up, man?
How's it going?
It's good, man. We're outside in Minnesota. This is fun, right?
I know. It's exciting.
All right.
Fresh air. Nice fresh air.
It's good, man. We can get used to this.
With
right?
No snow.
Right. That's right. Okay, here we go. I got six fan questions. Right. I want to take the week off from Pick Six, so I need you to do the work for me.
I can do that.
All right, let's do it. The first one comes from at JeffWood28. When you spoke with Brett Favre, What were some of the positives he told you about Minnesota?
Some of the positives was that it was a great place to live. And then here, in regards to the facility and the environment, he said it's an outstanding environment. That I was going to love the guys, I was going to love the staff, I was going to love the people within the organization.
Including Vikings Entertainment Network?
Except the Vikings. He said that was, I didn't want to mention it.
Okay,
but he said you were going to be harassed daily, but no.
He might have been right. Second question from at Skip Freely. What will you do to help the young wide receivers prepare for games?
Oh, everything I can. The way I kind of go about it is you have to prepare yourself. And then there's little things that I can kind of add because of my experience. But mentally, you have to mentally prepare yourself. And physical preparation, that's yourself. I can add a little bit to your mental preparation by giving you a little insight. But I'm going to do whatever I can to bring the young guys up to speed so that we can all be at the same playing level.
Okay, speaking of insight, let's get a little insight into your game specifically. At Rockstar Dan asks, what do you consider the better part of your game, route running or hands?
Man, I'm going to say the route running. I'm going to say the route running simply because if you don't run a good route, the odds are you're not going to even be able to use your hands. So the route running it probably takes precedent there. Like I said, simply because you have to be able to create that separation. I mean, guys in this league, once they've seen you, once you're playing the same guys over and over again, I mean, they're watching film on you as well. So you have to be creative and innovative on how you're going to approach a defender.
Vikings fans saw number 85 for the Green Bay Packers score 10 touchdowns in 15 games. Here's a question from at Chauner69. Why did you pick jersey number 15 here with the Vikings?
Fresh, new.
New start?
New start. Well, I was on pace to score more touchdowns in that 15 in college than I have in that 85. So I took it back to high school and college. Plus, my family had a lot of input. My mom, my wife, my kids, my siblings, my dad, you should go back to number 15. I'm like, you know what, that's a great idea. I'll leave that 85 over in Lambeau.
Next question from at Brian Bronski. What will it be like to go back to Green Bay as a member of the Vikings? You know, we've had Darren Sharper do that, we've had Ryan Longwell do that, we had Brett do that. What's it gonna be like for you, do you think?
It'll be interesting, it'll be fun. Obviously, it'll be another game, but it'll be a game that has a little icing on it. But I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about all 16 opportunities that we're guaranteed. But those two games, obviously, will be special because I've spent 7 good years there. Organization was great to myself and my family. Fans were great to my family and I, so there are a lot of memories, but at the same time, it's a business, and so just being able to go back there, see the guys, it'll be great.
All right. We have one final question for Greg, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, but I think you're going to be able to answer because I saw you on Twitter last night commenting. Last question from at the Archbishop. What do you think of the new stadium design?
I think it's sweet. It gives you the combination of the outside feel, but yet the dome, so the controlled environment. A lot of windows, glass, so it got has the open feel to it. I like it. It's gonna be fun.
Good
hopefully,
spot.
Hopefully, these guys keep me around long enough so I can return.
I think we can do that. Good spot for a Super Bowl, right?
Great spot for a Super Bowl.
You know, host a Super Bowl and play in it.
Absolutely. The one thing about this, I love this city. I love it. Twin Cities is a great area to live.
Good.
I'm finding that out weekly.
Good. Well, we hope you like it and you stick around for a while.
Yes,
thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six. We'll probably return inside, but we're still going to take your questions. You can submit them to the email address at the bottom of the screen. We'll see you next week.